Senator Frazier's bill says that landowners have a, quote, vested ownership interest to produce groundwater from beneath their land. This would give landowners rights to groundwater while it's still under the surface. Land ownership groups, such as the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, are supporting the proposal. Jason Skaggs is a spokesperson.
The landowners' ownership rights and the groundwater beneath their property are being challenged at the courts and also within some groundwater conservation districts across the state.
This is probably an effort by Senator Frazier to make a legislative statement prior to the Supreme Court making any specific ruling in the case that's before it right now that deals with Edwards Aquifer.
Ken Kramer is state director at the Sierra Club in Texas. In that case, the Edwards Aquifer Authority didn't give two landowners a permit to pump as much groundwater as the men had requested. So the landowners are asking for payment in return for using private property. If Frazier's bill passes, it could influence any Supreme Court decision. Kramer says the court has said in the past that it is up to the legislature to define groundwater rights.
But it would probably result in a lot of question marks as to the exact extent to which groundwater districts may regulate the pumping of water in their jurisdiction.
Groundwater districts manage and regulate pumping water from aquifers, and they can even levy taxes. These districts are in the middle of a process that defines how much water should be in an aquifer for the next 50 years, and permits are issued based on those models. The process has already sparked concern over how permits will be issued and how limits will be set. Some districts limit pumping while others freely issue pumping permits. As thirsty cities like San Antonio hunt for more water, and water marketers anticipate prospective customers, Jason Skaggs says there's a potential threat to a landowner's rights.
That's essentially a system set up to declare winners and losers. Districts are going to have to decide who gets permits and who doesn't.
This legislature could modify the meaning of the rule of capture established in 1904, defining whether the biggest straw drawing out the water wins. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.